It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Rebel Moon Part 1, A Child of Fire, and it's one of the worst pieces of sci-fi crapola I have ever seen, and this was directed by the usually brilliant Zack Snyder. It's also the first part in a series, in which we'll see the next part in April, but now we're stuck with the same old Star Wars meets Dune story, with Sophia Boutella as a warrior who must protect her people from an evil empire. She also recruits a new team, including Charlie Hunnam, Jaiman Hansu, and Duna Bay, but their characters aren't all that special. In fact, one of them has to be revealed as a bad guy. It's already a hit on Netflix, so shame on you for choosing this over more substantial recent entries like Maestro, May December, or Leave the World Behind. Rebel Moon plays like a book on sci-fi movies with the obligatory Star Wars influences, the character development is choppy, and it's supposed to be hilarious when a robot with Anthony Hopkins' voice gets pushed in a pile of horse crap. Now we're gonna have to deal with part two next year. God help us all, 0 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, Happy New Year, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.